Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as usual, for those of you who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the folks right here in San Francisco, oh my gosh, what do you mean it's 95 degrees, Bay Area? The toll-free number is 877-697-9725. This week, we are taking on a subject that allows me to wear both my chiropractor hat and my teacher hat and my mom hat and also my inner child hat. I'm calling this episode, Deep Down, We Know Better. And this is something that I think there is not a person being consciousness anywhere who doesn't at some point take an action that before then they knew it wasn't a good idea. That nagging little moment of, oh, should I really do this? That for whatever reason, whatever story gets attached to it, ends up leading you down a path that you really did not want to go in, yet on some level knew was going to end badly. So, from the doctor point of view, quite often I see people who are in pain. And often when I'm getting the history of why they're in pain, it usually begins with a story that at some point in it, the statement is made, you know what, I really knew better. I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I shouldn't have lifted that. I knew I shouldn't have agreed to help move that piano. Deep down, we know that we know better. When we listen to that little voice that comes in, maybe it's the voice of a parent. Maybe it's the voice of a grandparent. Maybe it's just the voice of somebody who we respect and who we know wants the best for us. And that little voice comes in and says, you really don't want to do this. The hesitation, that point of decision, that point of choice. And often we go with, well, it seemed a good idea at the time, which really, while as a statement, yes, in fact, it does seem a good idea at the time. And knowing what we know with the information that we have, maybe it was the best choice we knew to make, even though we knew it probably was going to be a rough, ugly landing. Still, it was the best option that we felt we had in the moment. This is not about going into judgment. It's not about judging your choices. As a doctor, I deal with helping to correct or return to balance the results of people's choices. And I do not judge anyone. Granted, I may want to scratch my head and go, wow, that's an interesting choice that you made. And at the most, that's what I'll do. I don't judge people on, you know, oh, well, you should have done this, you should have done that, because I know that they already knew what they should have done. They just chose to do what they chose because it was the best choice that they knew to make in that moment. So let's look a little bit at where that little voice comes from. What part of our consciousness? What part of our awareness? And more than likely, it is a place of coming from life experience. Most of the time when we know not to do something, it's because we've done it before and we really realized that it was a bad choice and we learned what the consequences were. And it comes from being able to go, you know, okay, I made that choice. I survived it. Because if you're still here, you did survive it. And you can take what you can learn from it. Everything is an opportunity for learning. Everything is an opportunity for growth. And the more that you explore, okay, I made the choice. It ended not real well. And I learned something from it. Because if there's any point in any of that stuff happening, it's for you to learn something. And when we give ourselves the chance, one, to accept that sometimes our choices are not going to be the best. And deep down, yeah, I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyway. And sometimes you do that and the consequences aren't so bad. Sometimes you do that and the consequences actually work out well. We're not talking about those times. We're talking about those times that you see the writing on the wall and you take a shot and it really was not a good choice to make. And you knew it. When we look at health choices, it isn't just about, gee, I decided to go help that person lift that piano, or, hey, there's that good-looking girl, and I think I'm going to lift a little bit more because I want to look macho, or I think I will wear these ridiculously high heels, and she, you know, it's like, yeah, my friend kind of hurt her back doing that, and I'm going to wear the same ridiculously high heels, even though that I am probably not going to be able to do well in them. Everything has a consequence. Everything has a choice. And when we look at those choices and realize what it is that we're willing to live with, what are the consequences we're willing to live with? Because that's really what it comes down to. Based on what I choose, am I willing to live with the consequences, big or small, of what happens? Okay, it looks like we've got a caller in from New York. Let's see, hold on just a second. Let's get you plugged up here.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Dr. Eileen.
How are you? Hi, Dr. Eileen. It's Lucy.
Lucy. Well, hello, Lucy. How's the weather in New York?
Well, I'm in California. For a little bit.
You're visiting out here. Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am. Yeah. Alrighty. Living on Saturday, Sunday morning. Dr. Aline, what you see about my energy? What can you guide me with? Because this is the second time that I'm listening about the small voice within me. And I already took 2 weeks vacation, and I feel like, well, now it's time to return to the routine of going to work.
Mm-hmm. What type of work do you do?
Oh, I do work from home.
You work from home? Okay.
Yes, and I do auditing.
Okay. Is it very demanding work? I mean, physically demanding?
And mentally?
Yeah.
Mentally demanding?
Physically?
Yeah. 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 It's a little
okay.
bit. It's just a job.
Well, is it something you enjoy doing?
I feel comfortable, though.
Okay. Comfortable. Well, and, you know, if it's maybe it's not your favorite job, but it allows you to, you know, pay bills, it supplies for you financially, then, you know, that's a good thing. So what is it about your energy that you're concerned about?
No, I'm not concerned. I just say I'm because you do energetic work, I just would like to know what you see. Any changes coming? It takes me a little bit of amount of energy to jump to something different.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning a jump?
For many years, yeah, because I would like to move to a city that is not so cold. I don't know, different kind of stuff I would like to do.
Well, you know, it really kind of, I mean, just what I pick up, and I could be totally wrong, is that kind of holding you that's preventing you from making this jump. Like, you would have done it before, except that, you know, there's something, there's still something kind of hooking you to the life that you had, either, you know, maybe a person in your life that, or relationship that you don't, you're concerned about losing if you make this big shift. But something is kind of holding you into the way that you had been and the place that you had been. Is there anything that's kind of keeping you hooked there?
Well, I think that, like you say, I was thinking about that as just an excuse for me not to move.
Mm-hmm.
I have been waiting for years. Now I'm waiting. I'm going to keep waiting for a little longer because I kind of say, okay, I'm going to wait for my daughter to finish college, and she took extra year and a half, 2 years, and now my son is taking at least a year extra, not to be there for them, like three that are going to support them. But then I keep being there, and then they keep looking at me like, oh, this is a big tree. We can hang a little bit longer. And sometimes I say, no, not happening. And sometimes I say, well, that's something that I should do.
Yeah. And, you know, we have to make our choices. We make the absolute best choices we can with the information we have. And, you know, for you to kind of hold off on making this move because you know it's going to affect other people. And, you know, because my feeling is that you've really been ready for this a long time. You just need, if you were the only one you had to think about, then you would have done it before now. If you didn't have anybody else who depended on you, if you didn't have anybody else to take care of you, you know, that you would have already made this change. Is that right?
Yeah, but I look at them like an excuse for me not to jump, and then I look at them like, oh, this is, I'm taking them as excuse for me not to do what I came to do. Oh,
yeah.
It's not true, or what's going on. And then I keep praying for the right guidance.
Mm-hmm. So my feeling, my suggestion for you would be to take a look at, you know, first off, have you got your plan set up? If you don't have something specific, you just kind of want to get away, work on making your plan as specific as you can. Figure out, okay, out of all the places, this is where I want to be. Out of all the things to do, this is what I want to do. Then you figure out how to make that happen. And at that point, that's when those doorways will open for you, because right now it's almost like as if one of your children came and asked you for something, but they were not very specific. They were, it's like, well, okay, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. And often, you know, many people believe many things. My feeling is that when we are very clear as to what we are asking God, the universe, however you hold that, when we are very clear, then we can get what we want. If somebody says, well, what do you want for dinner? Well, I want spaghetti, and I want French bread, and I want corn, and and you have all those things, then they say, oh, okay. But if you go to a restaurant and the waiter says, well, what would you like? And you say, well, I don't know. That is our relationship with the universe, including the timing.
Mm-hmm. The manifestation you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it may be that the reason that you've been hesitating is that deep down, you know that that's not quite the right moment. If something's holding you back, you need to look at that because it may be trying to protect you. It may be trying to take care of you. It may be that you still have something that you need to learn from the situation that you're in. So what I would suggest is, you know, I mean, and make this fun. Do you know where you want to move to?
I don't really do a specifics. I want to move to a beautiful, warm, near a beach place I do not lock the universe to a specific place.
Mm-hmm. So, Lucy, I want you to have some fun picking it. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? Absolutely anywhere.
Well, anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. Hawaii.
Money, Hawaii. Not important. Hawaii, would you like to live in Hawaii?
Yes. I would like to live in Hawaii or in the Gulf of Mexico. No, Florida.
Oh, Gulf of Mexico,
down
Costa
in Mexico.
Rica.
Yeah.
Is beautiful.
Could be.
So,
Guantanamo Roo. Could be.
Yeah. So, you know, you like the kind of tropical beach sort of thing, you know, maybe a little bit of the rainforest, but somewhere warm and comfortable, you know, with very gentle energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes, I like California because the energy. And then I would like also to open my website and doing energetic healing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I say more to do than I didn't open it. Never, ever.
Well, that's wonderful. So you've got an idea as to where you would like to be. So what I would suggest is you get clearer on, you know, really figuring out, you know what, this is where I would like to be. And, you know, get magazine clippings and get pictures and get images and look it up on the internet. But have fun with it. Treat it like this is my new adventure and I get to make it whatever I want it to be. And then, you know, you're into energetic healing. You do that type of work. Start connect with people who are in those communities. Meetup.com is really amazing because you can connect up with groups of people who do stuff that you like to do, and you can have that connection with them, find out about them, find out about, you know, where the spiritual communities are. This This is your time to be able to step up. That the job that you had, you know, the mom, you will always be their mother. And they don't always need a mommy. And they're going to grow beyond that, but you'll be able to decide when that time is right for you. Because when it is right, when you feel that, when there's none of that resistance. Because if you're feeling afraid, fear is not bad. Fear is a very good thing because it teaches us to be careful. It tells us that there's something we need to look at. Our fear is only trying to protect us. So then we just don't give it the final vote. Fear only has one vote. And for you to be able to decide, okay, this is what I want to do, make this into your dream. And you make that into your dream by building on it, imagining it, and then doing the real work of, okay, what are the connections that I need? Where would I live? How much will it cost me? You know, how can I connect up with people that could assist me, you know, in building my practice there, building my work there? But all of this is a new adventure for you. And when your contract is complete with New York, then your contract will be complete and you'll be able to just move away from it. But the fact that you're having that hesitation, and it's like what we were talking about earlier, you know, deep down,
I think it is a certain kind of hesitation. It's because I'm living a easy life. I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
My income is enough, and then it's so easy then for what I'm going to push myself to do something in the unknown if I already, this is like the lazy life. I have the job, I have the the house, I have it is a
it's
laziness,
very comfortable.
Or it is it's comfortable, then should I still just get just comfortable even farther and then just live there and die there, or should I move?
Yeah.
You know, because we in the spiritual world, we got to appreciate and be grateful for everything, and I'm very grateful and I love everything that I have. Then sometimes I say, why I'm going to move somewhere else? Because I like the sun, but then, I don't know.
You're answering the call of your heart. You're answering your spirit's contract. Your spirit's contract may not be that you stay where you are. And, in fact, your spirit's contract may not even be that you stay comfortable. we agree, or I feel, we agree to certain things before we even come into this life, and maybe this is a part of your agreement, and the time for that contract is coming up for you. So
because I feel so comfortable. I say, oh, my God. They say, I feel so happy, comfortable.
That's
the
why they call it a
leap
of faith. It is a leap of faith, my friend. And if it wasn't something that was a part of you, you wouldn't be struggling with it. You would just be able to say, no, I'm comfortable. I'm fine. You know, I'm fine where I am. You would not be feeling what you're feeling.
I told myself that. I told that myself then when I see these beautiful sunny places, I say, oh, my God, this is nice. I want the sun. I want to see the sun every single day, no cool weather, no 0 degrees. Then I go to my house, to my home. I say, I have everything that I need to live, a comfortable life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is my, I don't think that is fear. But I think also that it's just being comfortable where I am, and should I really move?
Yeah.
Should I
because
really
then you're going into
unknown?
The unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lucy, the question becomes, you have everything you need to live, but do you have everything you need to grow?
That's the part that I say, well,
so
with the internet. with the internet, it's easier to communicate with everybody that I want, and then that's another point. Sometimes I say, well, I do it distance healing. I do by phone, Skype, stuff.
Yeah.
That's
so this is just about where you physically want to be. You know, you said you want somewhere warmer, and finding that place that feels right for you, you know, I know that it'll be an amazing adventure for you. And there's something that is waiting for you on the other side of that choice. But remember, go with what feels right for you. Deep down, you know, that intuitive voice is really speaking to you. And finding the quietness to be able to really hear, not just, okay, what is it that, you know, I stand to gain from this? It's, how is what I'm going to gain going to be of better service to the world and to the people around me? How will my growth help others to grow? Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I wish you huge luck, Lucy. And please let me know how it goes. Let me call in and let me know about, you know, what you decide to do and how you decide to manage it. And, hey, if you decide to come out here to California, you can come by and say hello.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You take care, Lucy.
Thank you. Blessing.
So, you know, it's really amazing when we're faced with those moments, and it is very much about, you know, deep down what we know. And sometimes what we know is that we need to make a move. We need to make a change. And maybe it's changing out of something that's comfortable. But when we feel that pull inside, when we're listening to that inside voice, when we're listening to that intuition, the same thing that tells us, nah, that isn't a very good idea, is the same voice that'll say, what are you waiting for? What are you doing? What's holding you back? Come on, we're going to do this. And sometimes we're dragged kicking and screaming to those choices. Sometimes it's harder to fight that impulse to move forward and to take a risk than it is to fight that voice that says, nah, you really shouldn't do that. Because really when it comes down to it, we only have what we know in any moment, only have the choices that we're able to make. And sometimes we are absolutely meant to take that poor choice because we're meant to learn from it. And it is such a powerful thing. It's empowerment to take both the positive that happens to us from our perspective and the negative that happens to us from our perspective and bring them together and look at the gifts in each one. It's easy to see the gifts in our cool choices. Not so easy to see the gifts in our bad ones, because we go into that place of blaming ourselves. We go into that place of second guessing. We go into that place of, I should have known better. Well, yeah, you did. And maybe you should have listened, but you didn't. So, based on your choices, what do you have to learn from this? And you know, I speak totally from that perspective of, yeah, I've done it a lot myself. There are choices that I look back on and cringe. And at the same time, I realize that I wouldn't be who and what I am in this moment without that choice. And there were some choices that I cringed at, but realized later on, it turned out that it was the best choice I could have made. See, that's the other thing about choices. You never quite know how it ultimately falls until, you know, you reach the end point of the result. And sometimes that doesn't happen for quite a while. So be gentle with yourself. Trust the voice that says, no, that you know that's not right for us. Whether it's a work situation, whether it's a relationship, you know, whether it's whether to have that extra piece of cake, it's a choice. Neither good nor bad, it simply is a choice. The story that gets attached to it, that's where the positive or negative comes in. And if you make a choice and it doesn't work out well, hey, you learned something from it. You only learned not to do whatever that was again. So, deep down, you know better. And sometimes, if nothing else, those goofy choices make for a great story that teaches someone else. Either way, it's all going to work out. Your path is going to lead you where it is that you need to be. Whatever you hold your relationship to the universe to be, you've got a place in it, and a very important one. So do the best you can. Try to make a few people smile along the way. Take it easy on yourself. And realize that you can trust that inside voice. Because it's not going to steer you wrong. Be able to be with it. And if you really are that, you know, stressed out about whether or not to trust it, talk to somebody you trust. Ask them. We're all in this together, my friends. And I thank you for joining me for another Thursday afternoon. We will be back next Thursday. If you'd like to learn more about me or be able to contact me, you can do so through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can email me through that, and you can connect up, and you can find out about my books or my speaking engagements. And I love to travel, so I'd be happy to come out wherever you are. So you can also reach me through Healing House Radio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. So, I thank you for joining me. I wish you blessings, and I wish you balance. I wish you adventure. And Lucy, I wish you all the joy in the world at discovering this whole new part of your life. And I wish that for everyone who's making a decision between what's comfortable and the leap of faith. We all hit it eventually. And it can be a lot of fun. If nothing else, it's never boring. So take care of yourselves. We'll be back next week. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.